This is a Daf Yomi, Masechta Review, Masechta Hurrius, tape number 1.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Moras Fega Bas Reb Tzvi Hirsch Weg, Zichrono Levracha. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We are beginning Masechta Hurrius. The word Hurrius comes from the word Hayra, as in paskening. The halacha is that if a person does an Avera B'shaygig, he brings a carbon chattas. You only bring a chattas B'shaygig if had you done the Avera B'mezid, you would have been Chayev Karas. There are 31 such Averas which fit in this category. The carbon is brought via a se'ira, a female goat, or a kifza, a female sheep. However, for the avera of Avodah Zarah b'shaygig, one brings an ez, a goat. If Bezdin paskins by mistake that a certain avera is mutter, and people do the avera, the people who did the avera are potter from the regular carbon chattas, but rather the entire community brings one special carbon chattas, which will be for everyone. This is a par. This is brought in Parsha Shlach. But if Bezdin paskins a mistake on Avodah Zarah, the community carbon is a par ben bakar and a seir izim, a goat. And the Mishnah says, if the Bezdin paskins that a certain act is mutter, and someone listened and did the act, and it turned out that it was really an avera, this individual is potter from bringing his own carbon chattas, since he hung his action on the psak of Bezdin. If, however, a Talmud on the Bezdin knew that Bezdin was really wrong, and he does the maisa, he is chayev to bring a personal carbon chattas. And the Gemara says, if Bezdin is wrong, the Bezdin must bring a par helem dabar shel tzibur. If a zaken mamre, this is a person who has a dispute with the Bezdin, rebels and goes against the psak of the Bezdin hagadol, he's mechuyev misa. If Bezdin paskins that chelev is mutter, and a man ate shuman is kosher, thinking that it was chelev, he's still potter, even though we would think he's chayev, since he didn't eat it because he hung his action on the psak of Bezdin, but he ate it because he thought that it was Shuman. The Gemara says if Bezdin paskin that chelev is allowed, and the chelev got mixed up with Shuman, and someone ate it, Rav says he's potter, and Rabbi Yochanan says he's chayev. Although a normal Yisrael, if he sins b'shaygig, he's chayev chattas, some people are excluded, including a mumer, because he isn't nizer in mitzvahs, he doesn't care about averus, so we don't even accept his karbanas. The chiyav of par helem davar is only if the majority of people in the community actually did the avera according to the mistaken psak of Bezdin. However, if there's less than a majority, then there is a patur. An example of talmidim who didn't sit on the Bezdin, but were roy to give hara, are Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zema. If one of them felt Bezdin was wrong, and they did the avera according to the mistaken psak, then they're chayev a karban chattas. The reason if one listens to Bezdin on an incorrect psak, he's potter from a chattas, is because he was ta'u b'mitzvah lishmaya divrei chachamim. Finally, if a person does an avera not based on the heter of Bezdin, but a heter of himself, he's chayev chattas. This is learned from the pasuk of im nefesh achas techta bishkaga ba'asoysa. We also learn from this pasuk that if two people do a malacha on Shabbos together, i.e. they both, for example, together shared in the carrying of something, Birshus HaRabim, they're also potter from Achatas. Daf Gimel. The Chi of Karban is on the specific Tzibur, but if there are multiple Tzibur's, for example, different Shvatim, then there is one Karban for each Tzibur, i.e. for each Shevet. If you began with a Rov Tzibur, who followed the mistaken Psak of Bezdin, then some of them died, and you have no Rav anymore, and the Karban hasn't been brought yet, it's a Machlekes between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan, if the Karban is required. Reb Shimon looks at the time of the Yediyah, and according to the Rabbanan, we look at the time of the Chait. If Bezdin gave a mistaken psak, and one-third of the Tzibor did the Avera, then they were Chayzer to say that it's Usser, and then they were Chayzer again later that it's Mutter, and then an additional one-third of the Tzibor did the Avera, are these two groups Mistaref for a Rav, or no? The Gemara says, Teiku, if they're Mistaref or not. What if Bezdin dies before the carbon is brought? That's also Teiku. A mistaken psak only carries a chiyuv of carbon if the psak of the Bezdin was unanimous, since it says koladas. Finally, we hold like Reb Shimon and Gamliel that a gzera is only made on a tzibor if most of the tzibor can fulfill the gzera, Ein geizun al hatzibor, ela im kein reiv hatzibor yecholen lamed ba. The Mishnah. If Bezdin gave a mistaken psak, reiv of the tzibor did the avera, and then Bezdin realized they made a mistake, and they were chayzer, and one yachid did the avera, since he didn't hear the mnu psak, Rabbi Shimon says potter, and Rabbi Elazar says it's a suffik, so therefore there's a chiyav of asham tole. When we say it's a suffik, that means that if he was at home when the news came from Bezdin, he's chayev. But if he was out of town, then he's potter, since how could he possibly have heard this change of psak from Bezdin? The Gemara. Rabbi Shimon says the karban, if Bezdin makes a mistake, is paid for by collecting from the tzibor. In other words, everybody pitches in. Rabbi Yehuda says it's paid for from the trumas halishka, which already exists, money that already exists. Daftalot. If a person brings a karban at night, it isn't machaper. If it's brought by neshmashas, then it's a suffik. What if Bezdin says there is no iser of harisha? They made this psak, they said there's no such thing as an iser of harisha on Shabbos. Do we say that since they're maida, that the other isurim do exist, it's like a bitl b'miktsas, and therefore there is a chi of karban? Or do we say, since they were mevatel, the iser harisha completely, then it's called akiras kol haguf, and therefore it's pater from a karban? This is a machlekes. Finally, if a Navi prophesizes against a mitzvah in the Torah, he's chayev. But a bitl b'miktsas, Reb Shimon says pater, except avayda zara, where bitl b'miktsas is chayev. The next Mishnah. Bezdin gave their mistaken psak, and one dayan said, you're wrong. Or if a chief dayan wasn't there, or one dayan was puzzle to be a dayan, then the hayra isn't chal, and everybody's pater from a karban. The next Mishnah. If Bezdin made a mistake, the tzibur who follows brings a par. But if Bezdin gave the wrong psak b'mezid, and the tzibur followed b'shegig, the karban is a kisva or se'ira. The next Mishnah. If Bezdin gave the mistaken psak, and rav of the tzibur followed it, the Bezdin, the chiyuv, karban, Bezdin, is the par helam davar. If the mistake was on avayda zara, the chiyuv karban is a par v'sayer, according to Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda says the karban is parim, and each shevet must bring their own. If the psak wasn't given by the Bezdin agadol, but only by the Bezdin of one shevet, Rabbi Yehuda says, only that shevet is chayev. The Chachamim say there is no such thing as a karban klal, unless the Bezdin HaGadol makes the mistake. Daf Hei, Gemara. If Bezdin gave a mistaken psak that a certain chelev is mutter, and the tzibur ate not only the chelev, but dam as well, and later they found out that the psak was wrong, but didn't know if the error was on the chelev or the dam, they're putter from karban, since in order to be chayev, they must know exactly what the mistake was, as the Pasuk says in Vayikra Dalad, V'noida hachatas. The chiyav for a karban comes if Rav of Klal Yisrael was chayta, or even if less than Rav was chayta, but if 7 out of the 12 shvatim were chayta, that's also called Rav. Relating to this, Kutras Aladaf brings the Mishnah in Brachas, Daf Nun Dalad Amar Aleph, that says that one who sees a place where a nace occurred to Klal Yisrael, for example, the location where the Yamsuf parted, he's required to say the bracha she'asa nisim la'vaseinu ba'makim hazeh. The Yerushalmi, Brachas, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the same bracha is required even in places where a miracle happened to a single shevet. Since Zar Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that each shevet constitutes a kohal. Shulchan Aruch, in Arachayim, Simin Reshet Ches, Sif Beis, says that the bracha of she'asa nisim la'vaseinu is only required when visiting places in which Nisim occurred to the entire Klal Yisrael, but not in places where a miracle occurred only to a segment of Klal Yisrael or to only a few of the Shvatim. Finally, the Gemara says they were mesaken that a tful yom, someone who was tame and did tefillah, but he's now required to wait until nightfall, until he becomes tahar, that's a tful yom, he can't enter the machna leviyah. Dafav. Just like the karban oila wasn't eaten at all, so too the karban chatas was not eaten at all. If by a karban chatas the owner dies before the karban is brought, then we don't bring the karban. However, there are certain karbanas that are brought for people who have died, as we see from the pasuk of Kaper la'amcha Yisrael asher padisa, this learned in the Inyan of Egla Rufa. From the words Rav Papa learns asher padisa, that you redeemed, this is referring to the generation that was redeemed from Mitzrayim and committed the avera of Egla Azav. The Pasuk then learns that an Egla Rufa gives atonement for the sins of people who lived in earlier generations. The Mordechai, which is brought in the Tur Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simen Tafrei Shchaf Aleph, brings this Pasuk as a source for the common minug to recite Yisker and give tzedakah on behalf of people who were already nifter, relatives who were nifter, and this is done on Yom Kippur for it's apparent from here that it's possible to atone for someone's averas even after they've died. The Gemara says there were people who were alive at the time of the destruction of the Bayis Rishon, who were also there at the dedication of the Bayis Sheni. These people wept. The rest of the people made sounds of joy. And because of the weeping, people couldn't hear the sounds of joy. The pasuk in Bereishis Memches, Hinni Rafracha, Vir Bisicha, Achuzas Oilam, we learn only those with an Achuza, i.e. those who have land, are called a Kohal. This excludes the Kohanim and Levim, but Ephraim and Manasseh took their place as Shvatim. Finally, Shlomo HaMelech made 7 days of Chanukas Habayis, dedication for the Beis HaMikdash. Moshe made 12 days for that Chanukas HaMishkan in order to show kavod to the 12 Nisim. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin Perek Beis, Haira Kayan Mashiach, the Mishnah. If the Kayan Gadol made a mistake in Psak for himself, and he was over on the Avera B'Shagig, he brings a par. If he was over B'Mezid, or if the Psak was B'Mezid, then he's Potter from Karbon. The Gemara. The Chi of Karbon only comes if the Psak was B'Shagig, and the Maisa was B'Shagig as well. Daf Zayin. The Kayan Gadol does not bring an Asham Toli. The next Mishnah. If Bezdin gave a Psak regarding one Isser, and the Kohen Gadol gave a psak regarding a different Isser, the Kohen Gadol can only receive his kapara through his own par, not through that of the Tzibur. But if the Kohen Gadol gave a psak on the same Isser that the Tzibur was over on, then his kapara can come from the par of the Tzibur. Gemara. The case in the Mishnah is when the Bezdin and the Kohen are in separate places, or even if they're in the same place. As long as the Isurim are different, they must bring separate karbonis. The Mishnah. Bezdin, the Tzibur, is only chayev on their par, if we have a Halam Dover and a Shigigas Maisa. Gemara, Rabbi says, that by Avodah Zarah, Kohen Gadol can be Chayev just by a Shigigas Maisa. Daf Ches, the next Mishnah. Bezdin and the Tzibur associated with that Bezdin are not Chayev a carbon for a mistaken Psak, unless the Psak was for an Avera, that if done B'mezid, the punishment would be Karas, and if done B'shegig, the carbon would be Chatas, i.e., have to be for something where it's zedayne karas v'shigagasei chatas. The Gemara. Rabbi says, this is learned from the fact that by the tzibur it says oleha, and by the erva of achas isha it says oleha. Just like by these, it's discussing zedayne karas and shigagasei chatas, so to here, the only time is a chiv in a mistaken psak is if zedayne karas v'shigagasei chatas, if the avera that was done, or the avera that was the psak was on, has those qualifications. By the chet of Avodah Zarah, if done by Rabbim, for example, at Ir HaNidachas, the punishment is hereg, misas sayef, and everyone's money is also destroyed. If done by a yochid, the misa is skila, but their money is not touched. The Gemara asks which mitzvahs were said directly by Hashem with his own voice. Two mitzvahs which are both related to Avodah Zarah, Anechi Hashem Aleikecha, and the second one is Lo Yiyah Locha Aleikim Acherim. But Moshe reinforced this Isser in numerous places in the Torah. Finally, 10 mitzvahs were given to Klal Yisrael at Mara. The next Mishnah. If someone is Tameh, they can't enter the Mikdash or eat Kachem. If they do, they're Chayeb Mezid Karas. But if it's Beshagig, they don't bring Chatas Kavua. But they bring instead a carbon Oilev Yared. This is a carbon that changes in value depending on how much a person can afford. And if a woman is a Nida, or if she's Samach Levesta, close to the time she sees blood, then you should be perish from her. The next Mishnah. Bezdin or a tzibur is not chayab to bring a carbon par helam dover in cases where there isn't a chatas kavua. Rather, the chiyav is a carbon oilev yared. Cases like this are, for example, like eating kachim, or entering the mikdash when one is tame, or if one says a false shvuas ha'edus. Rabbi Yisraeli says, a king is potter from a carbon oilev yared in these cases. Rabbi Akiva says, a nasi is chayav except for a case of Shvuas Ha'edus, since a melech cannot be an aid or be testified against, so it's impossible for them to get into this situation at all. Daf Tes. A carbon oler v'yared varies depending on what one can afford. If one is wealthy, they bring a seh. The next level is a bird. But the nasi, kohen gadol or melech, never brings a carbon oler v'yared, since they can never come to poverty. The Mishnah. Any mitzvah which has a iser karis, if done b'mezid, or if it's done b'shaygig, a carbon chatas is the chiyav. If a yachid is over b'shaygig, he brings a carbon kisva or se'ira. If he's a nasi or a melech, he brings a sayer. A kohen gadol or Bezdin bring a par for the mistaken psak of Bezdin. If the chait is avodah zara, then all bring a seira except the Bezdin, which brings a sa'ir lachatas and a par li'ayla. For a karban oyla v'yared, like the chait of shuas ha'edus or tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, then Bezdin is pater, but all yechidim are chayef. Gemara. Why is the Kohen Gadol pater from the karban of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, according to Reb Shimon? Our answer, since it says, v'nichrasa ha'nefesh ahi mitoich ha'kohol, this excludes the Kohen Gadol, who on Yom Kippur is excluded from the kohol, since he brings his own karban, his own par, and doesn't participate in the same one of everyone else. This marks the end of this perek. Perek Gimel Kohen Mashiach, the Mishnah. If the Kohen Gadol did a chait and then left office, or a melech who was chaita, then he left office, the Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, brings a par, and the Nasi, who was the melech, brings a sire, i.e. the same carbon they would have brought if they were still in office. But if they did the chait after they left office, then the Kohen Gadol still brings a par, but a melech only brings a carbon like a hedyot, i.e. a kisva or seira. Tafyut, the Mishnah. If a Kohen Gadol did a chait before he took office, the chiv is only a carbon like a hedyot. Reb Shimon says, it depends on when he discovered the error. Finally, the Mishnah says, when we say Nasi, we're referring and we mean the Melech, the Gemara. There are psukim which tell us that bad things will happen. For example, the inyan of Nega Tzaraz. Hashem gave leprosy to Uzziyahu the Melech, and he was a Metzera until the day of his death. And then Yosam, his son, took over. There is a star that rises once every 70 years into the sky, which leads astray sailors, since sometimes it appears in the northern horizon, and sometimes it appears in the south. The Gemara says there were certain Talmidim who were very bright and who could calculate how many drops of water were in the ocean, but they still couldn't earn a parnasa because it was a very specialized area that very few people really needed to know about. A faithful melech is like a servant to his people. Woe to the Rishayim who have it good in this world, because from that, they'll get no Olam Haba. They're trading off good in this world, and they're taking it away from Olam Haba. However, sometimes tzaras come to tzaddikim in this world, so they'll get their full Olam Haba. They won't take away anything from their Olam Haba. The Gemara says, Amon and Mayav are usher to enter into Klal Yisrael at all. And an Avera, L'shem Shamayim, is greater than a mitzvah Shalei Lishma. But Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says, L'olam yasaik adam b'taira uva mitzvahs Shalei Lishma, Shemitaych shalei lishma balishma. A person should still do mitzvahs and learn Torah even if it's not lishma, because if a person does it shalei lishma, eventually he'll come to do it lishma. Finally, Rus was from the mishpacha of Mayav, yet she was still a tzadegis. Daf Yud Aleph. What if someone ate a half of a kezias of chelev when he was a hedyot, then he became a nasi, left office, and then he ate the second half? Is this mitzdaref or not? The Gemara says, taiku. If someone eats chelev b'mezid, he's called a mumur. And a mumur is someone who eats nevelas, trefas, shkatzim, ramasim, or yayin esach. Some say also he wears shanis. These are the types of things you'll notice where there's no hana involved, yet a person does it anyway. That's why he's called a mumur. If someone is ayved avodah zarah, he's much worse than a mumur. He's called a tztuki. The Gemara says, in Bavel, the leadership is described as a shevet, as a stick, i.e. a strong authority. In Eretz Yisrael, the leadership is described as mechaykek, those who make laws via chachma, i.e. they're not as rigid as their counterparts in Bavel. The Mishnah. Who is the Mashiach who brings the par by a mistaken psak? The Mishnah says the Kohen Gadol is this one, but it's only the Kohen Gadol who is anointed, not the Kohen Gadol of the Bayis Sheni who wasn't anointed. But both are equal regarding the karbanos brought in Yom Kippur, and both cannot marry an almana, but must marry a besula, and neither can be metama for a karev, and if they die, their misa frees all people in the Ari Miklat. The Ari Miklat is the place where people go who killed b'shaygig. The Gemara. The Shemen HaMishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Midbar generated many nisim. If a man was king, and then his son became king, he didn't need Mashicha, since a son could automatically inherit the Malchus without Mashicha. But this was only by the Malchus based of it. Dafyon Beis. When the Aron was put into hiding, the Shemen HaMishcha and the staff of Moshe were also hid. Yeshiyahu was the one who put these items into Geniza, into hiding. How do they anoint the Melech or the Kohen? Our answer is by putting oil on their head. They always anointed the kings next to the wells, next to wells of water, for example, the Gichain, so as to symbolize that their kingdom should keep growing the way water keeps flowing. Rabbi Sharsha told his sons, first become a baki in Mishnayos, then you'll be able to ask good kashas. And you should see the eyes of your Rabbeim, as the Pasuk says in Yishaya Lamed, V'hayu einecha rois es merecha. Finally, if a person was once the Kohen Gadol, he can't later become a Kohen Hevyet, because malin b'kodesh v'ein meridin. The Mishnah. A Kohen Gadol can only do kriya, kriyas begadim, for an ovel, in an irregular format. He rips from the bottom versus the regular ovel, who rips from the top. A Kohen Gadol who is an einin can be makir of a carbon, while a hedyot cannot while he's an einin. The Gemara. When it comes to kriya for the mace, an ovel can tear to the neckline or below, but for the parent it must be done all the way to the neckline. Finally, Rabbi Yehuda says any kriya which isn't to the neckline isn't considered a real kriya. That's why a Kohen Gadol is allowed to tear from the bottom. The Mishnah. Whatever is more frequent has kadima. Whatever has greater kedusha than something else also has kadima. And the Gemara asks, how do we know that tadir, something which is more often, has kadima versus something which is done less often? We learn this from the Eiles HaTamid, which has kadima to other karbanos. Therefore we say tadir b'she'ena tadir, tadir kadim. Finally, since the kayin is holier, he gets the first ali in the Torah, and he also gets to lead in the Birchas HaZiman by benching. Daf Yud Gimel. The rule is that a chatas is always brought before the Eila. The next Mishnah. A man has greater kedusha than a woman, since he's mechuyav both in regular mitzvahs and in mitzvahs aseh shahazman groma. While a woman is potter for mitzvahs aseh shahazman groma, anything that has to do with time, a woman is potter. But a woman has kadima anyway when it comes to getting clothing. If there's only enough clothing for a man or a woman, the woman gets it, because we're afraid of znus. And also, if there's a situation where there's a man and a woman who have to be freed from captivity, the woman has kadima, because again, we're afraid someone will be bailer. The Gemara. If a person gets into captivity with his father and a Rebbe, he has kadima to free himself before his Rebbe. But his Rebbe has kadima over his father. His mother has kadima over everyone, since again, here we're afraid of znus. The next Mishnah. The Kayin has kadima before a Levi, and the Levi has kadima before Yisrael. The Yisrael has kadima before a Mamzer. However, a Mamzer, Talmud Chacham, has kadima before a Kayin Gadol, Am Haaretz. The Gemara. People refer to marry a Giyaris versus a former Shifcha Knanis, because a Shifcha was once Nichlal in Orer, while a Giyaris was not. The Gemara says that a dog recognizes its owner, therefore it's loyal to him, while a cat does not recognize its owner, therefore you cannot count on a cat for loyalty. There are five things that cause a person to forget his learning. If one eats from what a mouse ate, if one ate from what a cat ate, if one eats the heart of an animal, if one drinks from water that was used for washing, or if a person eats many olives, and finally one who washes one foot on the other. Some also add one who uses his clothes for a pillow. The Gemara says there are five things that restore one's learning. If one eats bread baked with coals, if one eats a hard-boiled egg without salt, if someone uses a lot of olive oil, wine, and spices, if someone drinks liquid left from kneading, and finally if someone dips his finger in salt before eating. There are 10 things that make it hard for a person to learn well. For example, if one walks between two women, or if one eats bread that wasn't baked well. When a nasi enters a room, all people must stand until he tells them to sit. When a chacham walks by, so those who are sitting at the point where he walks by them, those people stand, and as soon as the chacham passes them, they can sit, and the people in the next row up then stand for him. A person should get up early and stay up late in order to relieve himself, so that he won't have to go out during the day to do it. But the day that people are weak and they can't hold out all day, this halacha does not apply. Finally, the things that one sees in a dream have no real significance. Daf Yud Dalet. If a person is counting behemoths for the purpose of Meiser, so really every 10th behemoth would go to Meiser, but he accidentally calls the 11th behemoth the 10th behemoth, this 11th behemoth has a partial kedusha and must be brought as a carbon shlamim. The Gemara says even Rebbe, who was humble, referred to a mayor in third person. Finally, the Masechta ends by saying that Rabbi Yosef was called Sinai, since he was a baki, but Rava was called an oiker harim, since he was charef, he was sharp. Who has kadima? Mar said that the baki has to come first, since everyone needs a baki in order to get the correct psak. Hadron lach Masechta Harius, and this marks the end of Seder Nezikin. On the next day, we will begin with Masechta Zvachim at the beginning of the Seder Kachem.